Diana J. Anthony of Big Rich Realty and Bolt Equities Incorporated is a hardworking broker. With 23 years of experience in Ventura County, from Westlake to Carpinteria, experience isn't expensive, it's priceless. Diana started her real estate career in Hawaii and then in Malibu. Her specialties are educating buyers and sellers about the pitfalls in this ever-changing market. Additionally, she has extensive experience with short sale transactions, foreclosures, commercial, and investment property. When you hire Diana, you will be gaining a friend for life with a heart of gold and a world of knowledge. Visit her website, dianajanthony.net, or call 805-340-6135. That's 805-340-6135. California BRE 01190308.
Start Again, Not Over was founded by Dr. Leticia Jimenez, a leading local empowerment coach in Ventura County. Dr. Leticia Jimenez works with men and women who are struggling to remember their true authentic self and purpose. Divorce, career changes, loss of a loved one, a sudden illness, and other personal and professional challenges keep many of us from moving forward. Start again, not over. Revive your true authentic self and start living a life of meaning, happiness, and fulfillment. Visit startagainnotover.com and sign up to receive your free 30-minute coaching session with Dr. Leticia Jimenez. Join the Sano movement and start living the life you were meant to live.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life. And of course, we always like to start with something bright and cheery, and of course, be the reason someone believes in the goodness of people. And I do know that we are all going through a lot right now. Some are going through more. And remember that instead of just going through it, grow through it. So, you know, life happens to all of us. And an old saying my grandmother used to say is we all put our troubles on the table and we'll all take them back out. So if that's just a little bit of thought, but I do want you to know that my heart is with all of you, and there's so many great people out there doing some really good stuff, so I appreciate all of you. Again, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We'd love to give back, and of course, we always have winners, so definitely give us a call when you hear some of the things that we're giving away. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those great places, and we have a podcast that if you miss any part of our show, you can go back and listen, and all you have to do is subscribe on your smartphone. With that, I'd love to tell you our first guest this morning is Ian Davies, and they're going to be talking about, Surreal, and of course, it's all about helping repair, renew, regenerate your body by strengthening your body and stem cell system. And so we're going to find out a little bit about that. Next, we have Debbie Lilly and Chef Jeff Anderson. And of course, we'll talk about entertaining for the holidays. And next, we have bariatric surgeon Matthew Pittman, and he's going to be talking about controlling your weight for the holidays. Last, we have Lauren Shook, and of course, his new book, New Possibilities in Memory Care. And with that, I hope that you stay with us all the way through our show. Of course, we're going to be here until 8 o'clock. We've got a whole nother hour. So again, thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
And I have the amazing opportunity of speaking with Ian Davies, all the way from Queensland, Australia. And can I welcome you on our show? Ian, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Well, what a pleasure to be here with you, Kim.
Well, thank you so much. I've heard so much about this product and of course yourself and everything that it does. And I just want to find out a little bit about who you are and how this all came about and how we can get it in everybody's hands.
Look, my name is Ian Davies. I now live in Queensland, Australia. You know, my background is I love to help people. You know, I've studied a bit of complementary medicine, but I work with this wild algae for now 29 years, and there's properties in this algae that also help to release millions of stem cells into your bloodstream. So if you want, I can start out with the algae and how profound it is.
I just want to let our listeners know that this actually helps repair, renew, regenerate your body by strengthening your internal stem cell system. Is that correct?
Well, it just so happens that stem cells arguably are the greatest health discovery of our lifetime. And that's what they do. They are the renewal system of your whole body, actually. So it's very profound and very, very special.
Ian, let me ask you a question, just so our listeners can, let's back up a second. What are our stem cells? I mean, what is the stem cell system? And how, you know, so our listeners can, and myself, I really am interested on, you know, let's kind of give them the history of that and then how it works.
Well, stem cells, basically the renewal system of the body. And your body's always breaking down and it's always renewing. For example, every 3 to 5 years you have a new liver, you have a new kidney. And it's now proven scientifically that it's actually your own circulating stem cells within your bloodstream that actually help to renew, repair and regenerate every cell, every tissue and every organ. Another example, if you cut yourself on your arm, your cuts will actually send messengers to the bone marrow to ask for more stem cells to come out to help renew and repair that cut and that damage. And the challenge is after the age of 25, your own stem cells start to get more adhered or glued or lodged in the bone marrow by about 5% a year. So basically by the time you're 50 years old, most people have about 50% less stem cells releasing out of the bone marrow and circulating in the bloodstream. So there aren't as many stem cells to help repair, renew and restore our organs or function as much as when we were young, and that's why it's just very, very profound.
I know that you have this product that we're going to be talking about, Cerule, and I've heard a little bit about it, and I know that that actually can help repair and renew. Tell us a little bit, where does the name even come from, Cerule?
It's actually a blue-green algae, which is one of the major components in our product, and actually Cerule is Latin for blue and green. And it's just very interesting because we live on a blue-green planet and the algae is a blue-green algae.
When you think of algae, you think it's bad for you, but you're actually saying that it's good for you, correct?
Well, it's so funny. Look, there are thousands of species of algae and some of them may be red tide or different species of algae that all do their own thing. But algae is actually the very base of the food chain. It's actually the foundation of life. You know, many algae, like spirulina is a blue-green algae, chlorella is a green algae, and here we have a wild blue-green algae that goes wild in a volcanic lake in Oregon, which makes it so unique and so powerful, and I regard it as the Rolls-Royce of all algaes.
How did this all come about, and how, you know, were you able to recreate this?
Well, actually, this algae goes wild in nature. We didn't have to create it, but we have a 4 or 5 to 1 extract or concentrate of the powerful components within the algae that really help the body release a lot more stem cells. But let me just paint a picture of how this algae grows. You heard the word that, like, Hippocrates is the father of medicine. He said, let food be your medicine and medicine be your food, or you are what you eat. So let me talk about the algae first, and then we can get into the properties within it. The algae goes wild in an incredible pristine pure lake in Oregon called Klamath Lake. Klamath Lake is about 28 miles long, 2 to 4 miles wide. It's huge. It's got the highest population of American bald eagles outside of Alaska, and that's another indicator how pure and pristine it is. About 20 miles north of Klamath Lake is the world-famous Crater Lake. Crater Lake is an old volcano that filled up with water from underground springs, and it's meant to be some of the most pure, pristine water in the whole world. And 90% of the water source of Klamath Lake is the same springs that fill Crater Lake. There's about 17 rivers and streams that feed Klamath Lake, and if you go to the source or the heads of all these rivers and streams, they come googling out of the ground through these same underground springs, and they're known as the rivers of light, and it really is remarkable. Now, About 7,000 years ago, Crater Lake was known as Mount Mazama. It was one of the largest volcanic eruptions in history in North America, and billions of tons of vaporized ash went all into the Klamath Lake Basin and all the surrounding volcanic mountains. And we are from the Earth. We need all the nutrients and trace elements from the Earth to be healthy. The highest sources of those in the world is volcanic rock and volcanic ash, and that's what feeds the algae. So whenever the snow melts or it rains, you've got all these thousands of miles of volcanic mountains around the lake and all this volcanic sediment like a mineral funnel concentrating into the lake water. So you have 60 times more of every nutrient and trace element in the lake water than the algae could possibly ever use. And then every winter, the lake freezes and most of the algae dies and becomes part of the sediment on the bottom of the lake. And it really is a true wild food, and we don't eat wild foods anymore. And plants entrain their qualities in us. So bugs and insects just do not attack wild foods the way they do cultivated foods. So in turn, when we eat wild foods, they're so strengthening. And it's just so many qualities of this wild algae, if you go off on tangents, that make it so unique and so special. And then it has the qualities in it also that massively release your own stem cells naturally out of your bone marrow into your bloodstream. And I just love what this product can do for people.
I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now, starting your day in a positive way, here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Ian Davies in Queensland, Australia. And, of course, we're talking about this amazing product, Cerule. It almost sounds like just serenity, you know. What products, introduce the products to us, please.
Our foundational product is called Stem Enhance because it actually enhances your own stem cells to release out of the bone marrow. The man behind our product is a great guy. His name is Christian Poe, and he's gone on to be one of the world authorities on stem cells. He's written the best-selling book, Cracking the Stem Cell Code, The Stem Cell Theory of Renewal. He's a keynote speaker at many biotech stem cell conferences around the world. And it really is based on solid science. We even have a double-blind study published in a scientific journal.
Is there a way to test our stem cells?
Well, there is a blood test, actually. I don't think it's done in the mainstream, but there is a test to measure the numbers of circulating stem cells in the bloodstream. And actually, I believe even the New England Journal of Medicine published an article that states probably the best indicator of cardiovascular health is dependent on the numbers of stem cells circulating within the bloodstream. So there is a test out there, but I don't think it's a mainstream test that any doctor can do.
Okay. And let me ask you a question. Is the environment a factor of how we lose our stem cells, or is it an age?
There is a couple of factors. One is aging. As we get older, again, after the age of 25, it would appear that most people, their own stem cells start to adhere within their bone marrow, so out of the bloodstream. But there are other factors, because people who smoke inhibit stem cells. People with high stress inhibit stem cells. People who are overweight inhibit stem cell release. But people who exercise enhances stem cells, meditate enhances stem cells, a good healthy diet enhances stem cells. So it would appear that so much is related to stem cells because, you know, it just makes sense. Because the stem cells are the foundation of your wellness. Wouldn't it make sense that, you know, how well something is really is very much dependent on how many stem cells they release. And so to me, it's really fascinating. It's a new era of wellness, very different to anything else. And it's very, very exciting just beginning with this.
Very, very exciting. So obviously you use the product, correct?
Yeah, of course I do. Absolutely.
And what products do you use and how has it changed, you know, your living? In your life?
Well, for me, it just gives me a lot of mental focus, more energy. I used to have some discomfort in my body, and that's 95% improved. We do not make any health claims on our products, but my quality of life in general has increased. And you talked about products, and we do have two other products outside of the Stem Enhance.
Okay.
One product we have is called Cyactive. It's actually an extract from spirulina of cyclooxygenin, which is actually a very powerful natural anti-inflammatory. And inflammation to people, not only does it cause discomfort, but also to stem cells. When stem cells are released into the bloodstream, inflammation is very much like background noise. So then a stem cell cannot hear so well. The signals are where they need to go in the body to help it regenerate. And so by calming down inflammation, we're calming down this interference or background noise. So it makes it much easier for the stem cell to tune in to where it really needs to go. And so that's our second product. And our third product is called Plasma Flow. And what that does, it digests the fibrin mesh, the blood flow, which in the bloodstream, which inhibits blood flow. Because if the blood doesn't get to all the micro tissue and capillaries, nutrients and stem cells also cannot get there. So it's very, very complementary.
You're coming in and out again. I just want to make sure we get the exact information. I know you're far away, and I just want to make sure we get it. So the Plasma Flow, are these basically products that you would take daily?
People do decide to take them daily. Yeah, by keeping the blood flow flowing well around the body, it's your delivery system. Because imagine you're on a train and you pull into the station. And if the doors don't open, you just can't get out and get to where you need to go. So by keeping your delivery system, you're allowing your doors to open every day for the delivery of oxygen, nutrients, and stem cells to all the micro tissue of your body.
And I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking about Cerule. This will be in my newsletter. And if you are interested in finding out more information, we will let you know where to get that. We're going to take a really quick break. Ian, will you stay with us? Because we need to talk to some of our listen to from our sponsors right now. So stay with us, please.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
Do you know someone who has had breast cancer? 1 in 8 women will. Join Susan G. Komen in its mission to eradicate the disease. Join the Los Angeles County Race for the Cure on March 10th at Dodger Stadium. Register today. Backed by popular demand, holiday hit Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol returns to Rubicon Theater Company. Adapted by producing artistic director Carol Lynn Burns and directed by Brian McDonald, this innovative retelling of the classic is presented as a play with music. Children will thrill at the highly theatrical elements, with characters playing inanimate objects and animals on a multi-level set. And adults can look forward to the faithful treatment of this timeless tale. Make your holidays extra special this year with what the Ventura Breeze calls an amazing, astonishing, awe-inspiring show. A Christmas Carol runs December 6th through December 23rd on Wednesdays through Sundays. For tickets, call 805-667-2900 or go to RubiconTheater.org. That's RubiconTheater.org.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, and thank you so much. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're so grateful that you are here with us. And of course, right now, we are talking with Ian and all the way from Australia. And we've got a great line. We've kind of got a little rough there, but we're good to go on this. And of course, we're talking about some amazing products, Cerule products. And again, they help repair, renew, regenerate the body by strengthening our internal stem cell system. And then there's a couple others that we were just talking about. And, of course, that is the Theactic. Is it Theactive? And also the Plasma Flow. And we were talking about the systemic inflammation. Now, that is for immune system, that kind of stuff, right?
Well, inflammation, often people with inflammation have discomfort, but it also allowing the stem cells to help identify the signals of where they're needed in the body. So then they can go there and hopefully help the body you know, with the renewal system again.
Where can we get all of these products?
There's a lovely lady called Elaine. She's a certified nutritional consultant. And Elaine's phone number is 805-297-5015. I'll say again, 805-297-5015.
Her email that you can check out, which will, I mean, her website that you can check out, and of course it's elieberman.cerule.com. I will have all of those in our newsletter for our listeners. So if you're driving, please don't pull over, or if you're, you know, you'll be able to text me to get those information, because this is something I think that's going to be just revolutionary and make a huge difference. How long has this been around?
Christian Drapeau, along with Dr. Geeta Jensen, I believe at least 13 years ago, they discovered the stem enhancer and the extract of this wild algae, and then eventually brought it on the market about 12 years ago in a company called Cerule. There's a mother product formerly known as Desert Lake Technologies that have the patent, and now they're making it available through a company called Cerule, which is just so wonderful. And Kim, you're talking about the brighter side of life, and every time you're talking about that, I keep thinking of this algae extract or concentrate, because when it grows in the lake, it actually has like a gas vacuole in it. And when it wants even more nutrients, it can actually let out a bit of gas. It dives down to the bottom like a submarine and hangs out in the sediment on the bottom of the lake with nutritious volcanic sediments. And even if no new nutrients should go into the lake water, one inch of the sediment could keep this algae going for at least 60 years, and there's up to 35 feet of the sediment. And then when it wants some more sunlight, it can actually aerate itself. It comes up just underneath the lake surface and basks in the sunshine and trap sunlight in it. When you look at it through a microscope, you can see the trapped sunlight. So when you're eating it, you're eating light, and it's just like your show, the brighter side of life. And it really
has a
lot of effect, and it's just so beautiful. You know, it's full of what's called the molecule of love, which is called PEA, which is phenylethylamine. It's in chocolate. And when people eat it, not only do they get filled with light that's trapped in it, it makes them feel good. It makes them feel joyful and happy and have mental focus and feel at peace and ease. And it's just beautiful that many people report that as well.
Now, let me ask you, I know that when you take this, you know, we all have our own responsibility. And, of course, you know, we have everyday stress, and some of us smoke, and we have some poor dietary habits. You have to be your own advocate to take this and get results, or how does that work?
Well, to me, everything's like a numbers game. You've got weights on each side on a weighing scale. You know, your body's always breaking down. It's always renewing. Anything you can do to renew is going to enhance you, and your bad habits or stress, they go on the bad side, so you break down. You know, another way of looking at it, some of the world's top anti-aging experts, they even talk about even aging is a shift in your metabolism. They say when you're young, you're very much in an anabolic state, like anabolic steroids means repair, renew, restore, regenerate. And as we get older, we lose that anabolic side and we become more catabolic, which means break down, wear down, die. And they say the key to stay younger longer is to stay in an anabolic state. Well, there's many things you can do to keep yourself more anabolic, like moving and exercising, good diet, and lack of stress. But our product, again, it's scientifically proven to release many millions more of your own stem cells out of your bone marrow into the bloodstream. So for me, rather than go for a 10-mile run, I take two capsules of this wonderful product, Stem Enhance, and I've already released millions of stem cells, and I didn't have to go for the 10-mile run. So it just helps to put more weight in the side of goodness of regeneration, because you're always breaking down, always renewing. And as long as you can keep renewing at the same level as more, you're breaking down. To me, that's a great way to have health insurance to help maintain wellness. And a lot of people have to catch up and renew more to regain wellness. But to me, not only do I want to regain wellness, it's really important as I get older to maintain wellness, because it doesn't matter how much money I make. If I don't have quality of life, I don't have too much. And so stem cells, just happen to be one of the greatest health discoveries of our lifetime to help renew the body and help regenerate so the body can function again. Because it's all about functioning. A bit like, you know, it's a bit like we're a machine, and if parts wear out, they stop functioning. But if you can help the body renew those parts by having more stem cells available to help the potential for regeneration, renewal at a higher level, then maybe I can stay younger longer and possibly function much longer in my life. And quality of life to me is what it's all about.
I love it. Ian, you could feel it all those million miles away, your passion for what you talk about and what you're doing. I can't wait to try it. And I hear what you're saying, and I'm excited. I do want to share Elaine's phone number again, and that's Elaine Lieberman. And, of course, she is the the certified nutritional consultant for Out Here, and you can call her at 805-297-5015, or it's elibermann.cerule.com. And of course, for my listeners, I want to remind them that this will be in our newsletter and on our Facebook page. And we'll share it with you. Ian, I can't wait to hear and to find out more about you and what you're doing. And I thank you so much for taking the time out to be a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is truly the brighter side.
It's an honor and a pleasure. And I'm so blessed to be with you. Thank you.
Thank you. And I look forward to talking with you again. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Please stay with us. We'll be right back. I do want to make sure I wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Are you looking for a graphic designer who can service all your business printing needs? Do you need a logo or layout for a new printout or digital marketing campaign? Where to Print offers the highest quality print and competitive pricing on apparel, banners, and stationery, including 1,000 business cards for $25. Where to Print is committed to supporting local nonprofits and paying forward their good fortune to help make a difference in the community. Visit www.weretoprint.com. That's www.weretoprint.com or call 866-612-3355. And mention Printing with a Purpose for your 10% discount today. If you didn't know where to print, now you know.
Ventura Water has partnered with the Kim Pagano Show to deliver the message that saving water is a California lifestyle. Ventura Water offers many resources designed to help our customers save. Looking to replace your high water use lawn with a beautiful drought-tolerant garden? Apply for the WaterWise 2.0 incentive program to receive $2 per square foot of turf. When was the last time you updated your irrigation system? Ventura Water now offers free smart irrigation controllers that use local weather data, soil, and plant types to create a customized watering schedule. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call. That's 805-667-6500.
It's showtime. Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, where we talk about the life and all the brighter side of life. And of course, we've got the upcoming holidays. And today we've got Debbie Lilly. And of course, she is a party pro and also executive chef Jeff Anderson. And we are going to be talking about favorite parties that we can put together and kind of making our holidays not only delicious, but gorgeous at the same time. So welcome and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourselves so that my listeners, I know we spoke last year, and I'm excited to share with what you guys got going on this year. So please share.
I am a celebrity party planner and the creator of the Debbie Lilly Design Collection, which is right in the floral department inside your Albertsons, Safeway, Vons, and Pavilions local stores.
Okay. And Jeff?
I'm the executive chef for the Albertsons, Safeway, Vons, and Pavilions kitchens, and I'm responsible for innovation and the development of recipes that we can share with our shoppers.
Very good, very good. Okay, so what's top on our list? Do we decorate first or do we make sure we've got our meals down?
It's up to you.
It's up to us, but you guys are the planners, so what would be the first step?
Well,
kind of like I do hair. Do you do your makeup or do you do your hair first, you know?
I do think it makes a lot of sense to set your table and finish your decor and then focus on your food.
Okay.
And it's really wonderful to create a wow factor in your home. so that when guests arrive, they really feel transported. You can do that with gorgeous scented candles. So as soon as you open the front door, it smells wonderful.
Love candles. Yep. That's
Everybody loves candles.
Yep.
You can do just a few gorgeous floral pieces so your home looks really special. And we're making it so fast, easy, and affordable with our Debbie Lilly Design Collection, which is right inside the floral department inside Vaughn's, Safeway, and Albertsons stores.
Wow. Okay. So you're in pretty much the only stores that are left, right? Well, there's a couple other ones, but yeah. Okay. And so what are we going to be making?
Well, you know what? First of all, it's important to remember that your holiday meal has to be memorable, delicious, and just because it's high quality doesn't mean it has to be expensive. So value is really important, and that's why when you pick and choose your holiday recipes that you're going to serve your family and friends, think about what ingredients really add value back. So for this year, my recipe is an open nature prime rib roast that I've topped with a compound butter with bacon and Dijon mustard in it. Now, the reason I chose the open nature beef is because it's minimally processed. There aren't any added hormones or antibiotics. And there's something about that presentation of a prime rib roast on the center of a table that when you tie it together with all the decor and the floral and the aromas of the candles and everything, it just really makes back to that idea of like a wow presentation. So, you know, you're only going to find open nature available at Albertsons or Safeway, Vaughn's or Pavilion stores. And it's one of those things where if you look at a prime rib roast and you think that's an expensive piece of meat, yeah, alone it might be, but when you factor in that you can take the bones off and you can make a bone broth with them, or you can use them for other preparations or serve them on their own, it really extends the value of that roast, which is, I think, is important because everyone's trying to get the best value they can out of the meals and the ingredients that they're cooking with.
I like that. And now what would you serve with that prime rib?
Well, since it's all natural and it's open nature, I might stick along the lines of serving more within open nature, the brand, or I might even think about organics and introducing organic items to serve alongside it. So, you know, you can take the butter that I mentioned, and that makes a great topping for mashed potatoes or for baked potatoes. But, you know, things like sauteed spinach or, you know, roasted carrots, since the oven's already hot, take advantage of the oven being hot and, you know, throw some carrots in there and roast those, or maybe some onions or those kind of things, and really round out the meal. So maybe if someone isn't so necessarily, you know, protein oriented, they get a lot of other options to really enjoy the holiday festivities too.
I like it. Okay, and now what about some great tips for appetizers? That's like my favorite thing. And then of course you sit down and you're already full, right? Is anybody else like that? Do you guys feel the same way?
Absolutely. I think it's all about the hors d'oeuvres. Again, that's such a great first impression, don't you think? People walk in, you can have a little tasting bar set up.
Mm-hmm.
Chef Jeff and I were just talking about favorites and doing a big charcuterie board and cheese board. To me, it's great because you can do that in advance and you can have it set out at room temperature so that you can really focus on your roast and your entree and your main course.
And so do you have any ideas? And you know what's so fun? I mean, I'm sure Lily, you, Debbie, you have, like, sometimes I'll put, like, little flowers on the appetizers, but they're edible, right? Is that something that you guys do?
Absolutely. Not only are they great on little hors d'oeuvres like avocado toast, et cetera, but you also can do those beautiful edible blooms right inside your cocktails, which is great.
Okay, so now we're talking about cocktails.
No. We need to go back to appetizers because I think whatever it is you're serving, you need to take advantage of really kind of like, you know, setting the table for the rest of the meal. So just the right bite that whets the appetite. But think about textures, think about temperatures, think about lots of little color pops. So for me, I think what's always fun is a selection of either crostinis or little toast points. And then you can do things like a curry whipped deviled egg that people could take a spoonful and, you know, just a small bite, but it doesn't fill you up too much. Because what you want to do is you want to sit down to that meal and not be like, oh my God, now we have to eat. Because we all know, as you mentioned, that happens and we're always too full. But, you know, lots of little organic bites. Like you can get into fun stuff. Like you can, you know, roast, you know, baby beets and pickle them with a little bit of vinegar. You can do things like taking a selection of, say, almonds and pecans and warming them in a little bit of rosemary oil or some thyme oil or slivers
of
garlic.
Jeff, can you come to our home before just a couple minutes before?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. So, but, you know, I think those are all things that it's like, you know, keep in mind, though, back to the idea of temperatures and textures. Think about hot and cold. Think about crunchy. Think about little, you know, bites of endive that you can dip into like a whipped, you know, smoked salmon spread or something like that. Those, just the little tangy taste. It doesn't have to be expensive, but it really can push your meal over the top.
I love it. Okay, I have a question for both of you. Debbie, let's start with you first. How did you get your training, and was this your passion?
Yes, you know, I have a grandmother. She just celebrated her 90th birthday. And
awesome.
A mother who my whole life made everything so special. Every holiday, every family get-together was just really beautiful, filled with all these sorts of thoughtful touches. And all I wanted to do was create that same feeling for clients, neighbors, and friends.
How about you, Chef Jeff? What's your thought? And was this your passion? Were you always in the kitchen cooking, or how did that come about?
Well, you know what? I grew up, my grandfather owned a grocery store, Central Michigan, and my other grandfather was a butcher. The Italians in the family made sure that food was at the center point of every social gathering. And so, yeah, I've grown up around food my whole life. To make sure that I always got a great meal, I learned to cook. You know, started cooking professionally at the age, I think, of 13, because you could work back then and get paid for it. So my first jobs were, you know, making burgers at Bob's Big Boy, I think.
I remember Bob's Big Boy. That's where we all hung out. Love that.
I grew up in the business. I love what I do. And, you know, Debbie obviously is of the same, you know, cut. She's amazing to work next to. And
we're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when you find somebody that you can really, you know, kind of connect with and yet at the same time make sparks, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. Debbie, let's go back to our decorating. Is there, like, sometimes people really over-decorate? What could we simplify our holiday decorations and yet be elegant?
You know, I agree with that. You can really be a bit more minimal. That's the trend now. Mm-hmm. You don't have to have so much. Even in color palettes, the color palettes have become very minimal. For the holidays, you're seeing a lot of that Scandinavian style, where it's very white and gold, not all that traditional holiday red and green everywhere. In your flowers, you can do very simple, beautiful hydrangea. Just a couple of blooms, they're so large. Those really fill even a little juice glass or a little vase that you could scatter down the table. You can also create so much warmth. And again, the big trend is hygge, that Danish word for cozy. So with candles, you don't have to have a lot of fresh flowers. You could just do a beautiful tablescape or mantelscape with pillar candles and the tall, skinny taper candles and little votive candles, and even just scatter a few simple white rose petals, and you instantly have a beautiful design.
I love that. I love that. You know, it is. It's like, well, this year I am doing Christmas Eve, and usually I do Thanksgiving, which just seems a little easier, you know, but we will be doing Christmas Eve with the prime rib. And you guys have given us some really great, great tips here. How can my listeners find out more about the recipes and more information?
You can easily go to vons.com/seasonseatings.
Yeah, and actually, I've got one more time-saving tip for you if you don't mind me sharing it.
No, please.
You know, you can take advantage of home grocery delivery and get groceries delivered right to your door. So, you know, normally I tell you, make this recipe 2 or 3 days in advance and have it in the refrigerator. But the gift of time really is about, you know, what is spending it with your loved ones. So go to shop.vons.com and order groceries and have them delivered to your home. Take advantage of that, and then just make sure you enjoy the rest of your holiday season and check out these recipes.
I love it, you guys. And you know what? Really quick, how long? I mean, you know, if you buy something early, like a prime rib, and you stick it in the freezer, is that going to ruin its taste? Or can you, you know, is it best to buy it like the last minute and then it's got to, you know, what's your thought on that?
No, you can buy a prime rib roast, you know, 5 days ahead of time and store it in the refrigerator.
Uh-huh.
Probably 3 days beforehand, you can stud it with the garlic and the rosemary. And then at the same time, you can make the compound butter and put that in the refrigerator. It's going to still be a great roast the day of. pull it out maybe an hour before you roast it and kind of let it warm up to its core. And that, you know, there's nothing wrong with shopping in advance. And also consider even testing the recipe once ahead of time so you know what you're getting into, which will help you understand how you can save more time the day of, because you'll know what shortcuts you can take.
All right. And Chef, do you have a book? Do you have a cookbook?
No, I don't. I'd like to have one, though.
We need to get you one, huh? Okay. And how about you, Debbie?
I do, yes. It's called A Perfect Event.
Ah, okay, great. Well, I thank both of you for being here and sharing this on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Happy holidays to both of you, and I look forward to talking with you again.
Thank you. Happy holidays to you.
Thanks. Take care.
Thanks, Kim.
All right, bye-bye.
Joining us today is Dr. Matthew Pittman, and we're going to be talking a little bit about really controlling your weight during the holiday season and beyond, right? Because that's not the only time we need to do that. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Welcome, Dr. Pittman, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are and kind of what we can do to work to through this.
Sure. So I'm a bariatric or a weight loss surgeon, and I'm the clinical director for our weight loss and bariatric surgery center here at Northwestern Medicine, Del Norte Hospital, just outside Chicago. And really, I specialize in helping patients with weight loss. And no doubt, the holidays are the worst, most difficult time for all of us as temptations abound.
Right. And how many Americans are actually overweight or obese?
So currently that number has climbed just above 70%. And so that's a pretty staggering number to think that over 70% of us are either overweight or obese.
What ways can excess, you know, being overweight, I know it's obviously unhealthy, but can it overall affect our health?
Obesity really affects, you know, every system in your body. We see correlations with high blood pressure, heart disease, diabetes, sleep apnea, arthritis, and one of the current areas of study that we're working on now is the links between obesity and increased cancer risks and cancer recurrence rates. So really has some pretty detrimental health effects to everyone.
I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way here on the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking with Dr. Matthew Pittman. And so what are some of the ways that you can, you know, offer of controlling our weight, especially during the holidays?
And like I said, holidays are tough. There's a lot of temptations. And I think the best approach is to really kind of have some mindful planning ahead of time before you're going to go into these big holiday events so you don't feel like you have no armor here when all these temptations are available. Audra, our dietitian here at Northwestern Medicine, has set up some really nice healthy holiday eating tips that we like to tell our patients. One she focuses on a lot is not skipping meals before you go into the big holiday event. You know, we frequently think, oh, if I skip lunch or I skip breakfast, then I'll have some extra calories that I can use there. And what ends up happening is that you're so hungry at the big holiday meal that you end up consuming a lot more calories than you ever would have intended to. So keeping some high-protein snacks available, especially around the office as all the baked goods and things are coming in, you know, if you're hungry and it's sitting there, you're going to grab it. And so if you have some light string cheese or some mixed nuts, if your office is like mine, there's baked goods everywhere. So having some nice healthy options around.
That's a great idea. Now, is there any diet that, you know, that you would recommend, you know, that are safe? Because we all are like probably almost a new diet every other week. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah,
and every time you turn on the TV, every time you open up Facebook, there's an advertisement for another diet, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
The problem with fad diets is they're exactly that. They're fads. They work temporarily. They don't typically have long-term successes. And they often ask you to eliminate something completely from your diet, which long-term just doesn't tend to be sustainable. What we're better off doing is to stop looking at this as going on a diet and start looking at it as changing our approach to eating, actually working on building a healthier long-term diet that's not restricting us of anything, but just eating healthier, meaning making better food choices, watching our portions correctly. And frequently what I tell patients is to track your meals. There's a lot of good apps now.
Way of life, right? Change of
exactly.
way of life. I love it.
Exactly.
Okay. And And when should medical or surgical options be considered? When is that? If your life is out of control, where would you suggest that?
That's a great question. I would say honestly, for anybody looking to lose weight, think about talking to your doctor. There are so many resources available for you, especially from the medical weight loss side, that you don't have to go this alone. We've got lots and lots of options to help with. As far as the surgical weight loss goes, typical qualifications for surgery are people with a body mass index or a BMI above 40, or those with a body mass index above 35 with conditions like high blood pressure and diabetes. Anybody that falls into that category, I would suggest at least considering it.
Wow. Okay. I so appreciate your, input and your great tips. Dr. Pittman, where do we find out more information about this and how for our listeners?
Absolutely. Your listeners can go to nm.org/radio. We've got a couple links on there, one to our weight loss program, and then the other one is to those tips and tricks for healthy holiday eating.
Great. Well, thank you so much, and I appreciate you being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show and sharing some great tips with us. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You got it, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Take care.
Today joining me is Mr. Lauren Shook, and, of course, he is the president and CEO and chairman and co-founder of and co-author of the newly released book, New Possibilities in Memory Care, The Silverado Story. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us, Mr. Shook. Welcome, and thank you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me, Kim, and just call me Lauren.
Okay, Lauren, you got it. All right, so tell us a little bit about who you are and, of course, your journey and why you wrote this book.
Well, Steve Winter, my co-founder, and I started Silverado 21 years ago, and we started the company really with the intention of making a difference in the world in the way memory care services are delivered. Our vision is to give a quality of life to the residents, the families that they haven't seen for a long time, and to all of our associates that work with us to really improve their life too. But to, take a different approach to serving the memory impaired than had been taken before, to see what people can do and focus on their strengths as opposed to what they can't do or what they've lost. And, really work with the families, give them support, give them hope, work with the residents through the end of life. So Silverado has hospice services as well that are expert in handling and taking care of people with memory impairing diseases, expert at working with the families. This whole disease process of dementias is very different and needs a knowledgeable team that's working with them.
Wow. And now let me ask you a question. Is there a journey that you took with somebody that had this?
Yeah, my father had a memory impairing disease caused, in his case, by a cancerous brain tumor. So went through the major behavior changes. The most gentle man in the world became very, very difficult and had to, in the 80s, this is before Silverado, my brother and I found the best nursing home we could for him in the Sun City, Arizona area, and they did their best with what they knew and what they were able to do at the time. I wish we'd had Silverado there at that point. Then my mother had later on in life had Parkinson's, so she had Silverado at home care. So she was the first home care client for Silverado, and what a difference it made.
Wow,
and,
and that's why I asked, because having my show for so long and talking to so many amazing guests talking about their journey. Usually it's a journey that we've journeyed through, and now we're helping other people through our experience, and so I thank you for that. So let me ask you a question. Can you tell us more about Silverado, and where is it located, and what are their services?
Well, we're in 8 states. We're in 36 locations, but we are located in Calabasas. We're located in throughout the Los Angeles area and San Gabriel Valley, all the way down to San Diego. So, we've got hospice located in all those locations. We've got our assisted living memory care communities And we have home care. We serve people in the home in all those locations. So we partner with teaching research centers like UCLA, USC, UCSD, University of California, Irvine, you know, in the Southern California area, Stanford in Northern California. We're up there as well. And we partner with other teaching research centers in other states as well.
Wow. So Calabasas is right here. I mean, we can definitely reach out to that one. So what do you think caregivers and families can do different than, you know, what we've learned so far? I know it's probably got to be the most frustrating thing when, you know, I actually just learned of a client of mine. I'm also a hair therapist, and one of my clients, you know, with all the fires going on, I called to see if she was okay, and I guess her family had put her in a home, and I could tell it was getting, you know, she'd just show up for her appointment. I'd be like, you're not today, but that's okay. I know you drove a long way. No problem. We'll get you in, you know. And anyways, her house ended up burning down. And but I guess they didn't tell her. And of course, you know, here I make this phone call, you know. But I'm sure it's an in and out. And these people in their lifetime were so intelligent and so in tune with life and connected. And all of a sudden, I'm sure it's scary for them at the same time as well as their parents. I mean, as their children and family, because they're no longer there.
Well, you know, it's a very devastating disease, difficult for families, difficult for the person with the disease. And they know a lot more about what's going on about themselves than you really people realize. So, you know, working with them, giving them support groups, talking with them about their process is real important. Families educating themselves with the different tools, the Alzheimer's Association is one of them. We've got a website that gets a lot of information. We have support groups at our communities, too. But, you know, visiting the Silverado.com/story website will give you a lot of links, including a link to our book through Amazon. And the book has a chapter called Nexus, which demonstrates ways that people can enhance their cognitive performance about twice as much as the best medication out there. These are activities, so you can do these activities at home. If you're not in a community, if you're listening and you're operating a community, many people will have, you know, bought the book and use these techniques for themselves, which is the purpose for the book. So
okay, and can you give us an example of something that's in there? I'm opening your book up right now to check it out. And it's the part Nexus?
Yeah, so Nexus is the chapter I'm talking about. And, there are six pillars that people, they're research-based pillars. They include giving people purposeful, you know, social engagement activities, giving people a reason to get up in the morning again, reconnecting them with life. We'll use pets, we'll use children, we'll use any kind of tools to accomplish that. Giving people cognitive enhancement exercises, and that would look like art, you know, painting, music, improv. It's a whole variety of things, stress reduction, physical exercise, doing yoga, you know, chair tai chi, walking, you know, just moving around and engaging people. Laughing, we'll do laughter yoga. Laughter is really, really, important. You know, we're just re-engaging people in life and finding out what those are, letting people access something bigger than they are. So working with outside of the community, helping dogs to be adopted. We'll have residents make dog biscuits, take them to the pound, work with a dog trainer to teach dogs not to bark when the people walk by their cage so they're more likely to be adopted, you know. Our residents going out and feeding the homeless. Up there in Calabasas, we took one of our residents who worked on the space shuttle program on a field trip. And this is one of the videos you'll find on the website. And he went down to the space shuttle with his family. And even though he was pretty far advanced, the family could see the recognition in his eyes and the connectivity. It was so meaningful to him and them. You know, so
that's awesome. That's awesome. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, we're so grateful that you're here. We know you have lots of choices, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we're talking this is really, it is life-changing for the family, life-changing for the patient. We're talking with Mr. Lauren Shook, and, of course, we're talking about Silverado, and there's new possibilities in memory care, and that's really what the Silverado story is all about. If you could give out, the website again, please.
Silverado.com/story. Just go to Silverado.com/story, and you'll find a sample chapter. You'll find inspiring YouTube videos, about Silverado residents and things that are amazing they do. You'll have a link to Amazon. You'll have a link to our locations. Drop by Silverado Calabasas. Sammy Hassan's our administrator there. He'd love to see you.
Okay, I will do that. Yeah, that's great. I'm always, I lost my grandmother and I was really close, and then this last year I just lost my mom suddenly.
Oh, wow.
And, life becomes so precious, and I'm always telling people, I'm blessed with my four children and now grandchildren, but life all of a sudden is so short, and I'm grateful I still have my father, but I talk to him every day. I want to make sure that we're making an impact in our family, because once they're gone, you kind of think of all the things that you could have, should have, would have, And so I tell people, be there for them while they're here. So I thank you so much for this really informative, and new possibilities for families that are experience any part of this. So again, thank you again for sharing this here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
Thank you, Kim. And
I look forward to talking
with
you again. Yeah, happy holidays. Thank you.
Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
Thank you. Take care.
All right, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us in our first hour. We have a whole nother hour, and, of course, we've got some amazing guests that are going to be joining us. And, of course, we've got Dr. Leticia Jimenez talking about starting again, not over. She's amazing, so I hope you stay with me through that. And then, of course, Joanne Moody and her book, Minute by Minute. With that, I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Not till we are lost do we begin to find ourselves. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.